Libya's United Nations-backed government has imposed a state of emergency in the capital, Tripoli, and its suburbs in the wake of bloody clashes between rival armed groups. The government of National Accord demanded that the parties stop the aggression and observe the UN-mediated ceasefire agreement. Nearly 40 people were killed and some 100 others injured over the past week after renewed fighting broke out between rival armed groups in and around Tripoli, despite a newly reached truce. Many civilians are among those killed. The two groups, the 7th Brigade from Tarhuna and the Tripoli Revolutionaries Brigades, have been vying to take control of the capital. Libya descended into chaos in 2011 after the downfall of longtime ruler Muammar Gaddafi in NATO-led military operations. Political analyst Jonathan Ofeansa joined us earlier with his take on the renewed violence between rival groups in Libya's capital.
It's all because, you know, of reports about the wealth, the power, and the extravagant lifestyles, you know, of some of the Tripoli-based commanders. You know, that has actually fueled resentment. You know, so those, you know, the House of Representatives based in the east of the country, in Tobruk, right, want a piece of the action, a piece of the wealth being enjoyed by the government of National Accord, which is the one recognized by the United Nations and other international countries, you know, based in Tripoli. What needs to be done, in my opinion, is the UN and other international bodies, you know, stepping in, you know, to try and mediate, you know, between the GNA and the House of Representatives, you know, based in Tobruk.